you have to give the virus time. In from December to now, there was tons of hypotheses. You have to let the data work. Let the virus rise up. Then we study it and we see, did we respond appropriately? Initially the response, fine, shut it down. But as the data comes across and we say, now wait a second, we've never ever responded like this in the history of the country. Why are we doing this now?
And you don't think that they're also studying that data and that their data is even more accurate and more timely than what we're getting here in Kern County?
Go ahead.
What was your first name?
Tim.
So I think
Thank you for your question. I think your question is valid, and obviously Dr. Fauci is a world-renowned immunologist, and a lot of the data that they originally gave us was theoretical, because coronavirus is a new virus. We've studied coronavirus since the 70s. Coronavirus was...
we've studied different coronaviruses. This one is novel. Like SARS is a form of coronavirus, MERS is a form of coronavirus.
Sure, sure.
We've studied different types, but this one is new. So with all due respect, again, we haven't studied this virus.
But if you let me finish... So every year, according to your argument that you just made, every year...
Not an argument, just a question.
Every year when we get the flu, it's a new flu virus, correct?
Correct.
But 99% of it is flu, correct? The way viruses change, they undergo mutations through their DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. There are different types of mutations which either cause increased virulence and more likely decreased virulence, meaning virulence meaning how dangerous a virus is. So when coronavirus was, we've been studying coronavirus since the 70s. And this type of coronavirus that came out was first and foremost transmissible through human beings, and that was new. And I think any time you have something new in the medical community, I've been a doctor for 26 years. Any time you have something new in the community, the medical community, it sparks fear. And I would have done what Dr. Fauci did, so we both would have initially. Because the first thing you do is you want to make sure you limit liability and limit deaths. And I think what they did was brilliant initially. But, you know, looking at theories and models, which is what these folks use, is very different than the way the actual virus presents itself throughout communities. And there's different communities we're talking about here. Bakersfield, a lot more widespread than Manhattan. Very, very different. So you can't really... theory and reality are not always the same, and that's what Dr. Erickson is presenting. It's not about being right or wrong. Medicine, what they teach us is you practice medicine. I'm learning every day, so is Dr. Erickson. We all learn every day. It's not about being right, who's wrong. It's not a basketball game, who made the basket, who didn't. It's about looking at trends and saying, hey, we're not seeing what they've been talking about for the past 6 to 8 weeks. We've crippled the economy. There's a lot of domestic issues going on. Is social isolation warranted for the healthy?
So, I understand that you guys are seeing drawing different conclusions from the same data. Why is that? That's my question.
Because we're actually seeing the patients. Dr. Fauci hasn't seen a patient for 20 years. I'm just saying, it's in general, a lot of the figureheads are not... It's like the general contractor versus the sub. He's not seeing patients. He's in an ivory tower. And we have a world of respect for him. He's a world-renowned immunologist. Two different things. He's an academic. We've dealt with academics all of our life. I did surgery at USC and Loma Linda, all academics. But academics and reality is two different things. Two different things. So we're just presenting our data and our opinion as medical professionals in this community.